Welcome to the Kids to Market podcast, where we talk to amazing young entrepreneurs, big and small, adults who champion kids in business, and discuss why running a children's business fair can change young people's lives. I'm Stacy, Kids to Market founder and raving fan of kidpreneurs. Hello, everybody. Today we're here with Rowan Avis. He is 8 and a half. He's been at 2 business fairs, was in my entrepreneur class, and his product is ketchup. Welcome, Rowan.
Hello.
So, ketchup. That was an interesting idea. Did you start with ketchup?
No.
No? Does everybody like your ketchup?
I think so.
I think so, too. Do you remember when you brought it to the class to prototype, and you brought a bag of potato chips, which I have never used ketchup for potato chips?
Yeah.
And there was a little girl in the class who said, I don't actually like those potato chips. And you passed it around. She just set it on the side. You passed around the potato chips with the ketchup, and she tried it, right? She was being adventurous.
Yeah.
And what did she say to you after? Do you remember?
She said, I like your ketchup.
I like your ketchup.
But I don't as well like the chips.
Oh, no. Don't you remember? She said, I actually don't like these chips, but with your ketchup on them,
they're delicious.
That's exactly what she said. Wasn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Do you remember what your first idea was?
Yes, ice cream.
Ice cream. And how are you going to make the ice cream?
Well, I think we're going to make it homemade.
You're going to do it homemade, but how would you mix the ice cream? You had a really interesting idea.
I think we would have a bicycle.
A bicycle. So you're going to use bicycle power to mix the ice cream.
Yes.
Okay, so why didn't you do the ice cream?
Because you need a license.
Oh, that is exactly right. Because it's a dairy product and it's not cooked. You are so smart. Very good. I'm glad you figured that out. I never did actually ask you that question. You just showed up with ketchup for your prototyping class and we all loved your ketchup, and then it just doesn't matter, does it?
No.
So
you don't need a license for ketchup.
Right. So the first, you don't need a license for ketchup, at least not here. There are different places in the world that you would still need a license, but that's okay. So your ketchup, you went through the whole process of making it. Did somebody help you make the ketchup?
Yes, my dad.
Your dad helped you make the ketchup. Okay. And the first year you sold it in mason jars, am I right?
Yes.
Yeah. And you had, how did you sell it to people?
I sold it in a small mason jar with 5.
Right.
And that was the one where I got the most sales out.
Yeah, so you sold more of the smaller mason jars first.
Yes.
Okay.
And then what was the other one? I had bigger mason jars for $10.
For $10.
$5 more.
Which is only, well, that's double the amount.
Yes.
That makes good sense, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Was it double the amount?
Yes.
Yeah, I think so. That makes good sense.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So instead of buying 4 jars, you could have just bought 2 and spent the same amount of money.
Yes.
Right on. Okay. And so how did you do that first fair?
I basically did it the same, just the bars.
Oh, you did, that's the second fair. But I mean, what were your profits? How much money did you make off your ketchup first year?
$200.
$200?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Rowan, that's amazing. That's fantastic.
What I think I got.
Okay, what did you do with the money?
Actually, I think I got more than that.
I think you actually might have gotten more, but $200 is still pretty good.
Yes, I did get more. I think I might have gotten $400.
You might have been. Okay, that's double. That's amazing.
My mom and dad spent a lot of money, so I had to pay them back.
Right
so
on.
I gave $100 to my dad, $100 to my mom.
Yep. And then you had $200 left over, so it was $400
but the thing
that you
is,
made. Yeah.
The thing is, I only counted to $200 in cash.
Oh, you didn't count all
$210, actually.
Okay.
So I have more. It's just I haven't counted it yet.
Okay, so your initial investors, being mom and dad, invested $200 in your business. You made more than double back. So you were able to pay back your investors, yes, for the cost of making your product.
Mm-hmm.
And then you had money on top. So all the money on top, what did you do with that money?
That money? I'm saving up still.
Oh, good. Okay, so then let's go to year 2, right? So you decided to save your money. So then we go to year 2, and now you've changed the way you're delivering your product. What are you using now? You're not using mason jars.
I'm using a different type of jar for less money.
It costs less than the mason jar?
Less, exactly.
Okay.
I have labels now.
Wow.
Because it just costs less, so I guess I could put in labels.
Okay.
And now I've raised the price for $8.
Yes, per each bottle.
For each bottle, and there's only one size.
And there's only one size. Now, why go to just one size? Is it was
because
it for
two sizes is more money to spend on.
That is brilliant.
Two sizes is more ketchup, but the more ketchup you have, that just makes it not as unlikely that everybody will buy both products.
So
both sizes.
I see.
We'll go with one size, not two.
Okay, I get it. That makes very, very good sense. And then, so how did you do the second year at the fair? So now you've got a bottle. Does it look like a ketchup bottle? I think it does. I have a bottle. I think it looks like a ketchup bottle. Do you think that matters?
No.
No. And then you've got a label. Yeah, the label's pretty cool. I'll put a picture up on the website.
And I also have a car.
Oh, okay. That's pretty cool. And how many did you sell?
How many? I think I almost sold out.
You did? Really? Out of all, at $8 a bottle. That's a very expensive bottle of ketchup.
Almost sold out.
It's really awesome, though. It's awesome ketchup. Like that little girl said, I don't like these potato chips, but your ketchup makes it delicious.
Yeah.
So you pretty much sold out at that point. So do you remember how much you made at the fair the second year with your ketchup?
I think I'd spend most of my money on my taxes the first year. So I made about some more money.
You made more money. We're not sure how much, though.
Yeah.
Did you have to pay back mom and dad? Did you have investors again? No, because you had your money from the first year.
From the first year.
So you reinvested in your business for the second year around. That's smart.
That's why I'm not spending my money yet. I'm waiting until I get enough money to actually spend a tiny bit, like say $200.
Right.
And then I'll actually we'll do something with it.
That's very exciting. So are you going to do ketchup at this year's business fair again?
Yes.
Yes. Do you sell it anywhere else?
Yes.
Where?
At my mom and dad's potlucks.
At your mom and dad's potlucks. That is a brilliant market to sell your ketchup. It's perfect for that market, isn't it? Because their potlucks aren't about buying shoes. It's about food. So that makes good sense. That's a very good match. Anywhere else?
And there's adults. I find that adults tended to buy more expensive things. And that just means that if you're going to sell food, the best price, because that was the year I sold out of the small sizes, is $5.
Oh, that's your perfect price.
Yeah, that's my perfect price.
Yes, in a mason jar, but now you're offering more ketchup in a label jar, but smaller than the large mason jar, and you can charge $8. So do you still charge $8 at the potluck?
Yep.
And you have no issues selling it at that?
No issues.
Right on. That is excellent. So what do you think is the best part about doing this? So let's start with a business fair. Like, would you have made the ketchup if there wasn't a business fair?
No.
Probably not, right? The business fair is like the best part at the end, getting to do the business fair. So you're kind of building up to it. So what did you like best about the experience?
To actually put my brain to a challenge.
Nice.
What to do. And it was actually my dad who came up with the idea.
For the ketchup.
Yeah, it's my, because. Because
it's your own recipe, right?
You want something that everybody likes.
That's a good point.
You want something that not very many people are allergic to.
Right on. Okay.
And you want something that people will buy at the right price.
That is very true. Very true.
But again, it also comes up to how valuable it is.
This is great. This is awesome, Rowan. How old are you again?
8 and a half.
Are you sure?
3.
I don't know. I think maybe you're at least 12. No. That is fantastic. So this has been a really good experience then.
Yes.
Pretty proud of your ketchup?
Yes.
I'd have to say I'm pretty proud of your ketchup because it goes in my mouth on a regular basis because it tastes really, really good. And I'm down to my last bottle. I bought 6 bottles of your ketchup at the fair and I only have 1 bottle left. So I'm hoping you're going into production pretty soon.
I am.
I'm glad. You'll have to let me know when you have them left.
I think my mom knows your phone number.
I think she might know my phone number.
I think I might have an order coming in.
Oh, yeah?
For you.
For just me. This is awesome. Yeah. I'm looking so forward to it. Well, thank you so much for coming out and talking to us. I really appreciate it. And good luck in your next fair.
Yes.
Thanks for listening. Come check out the details of today's show at kidstomarket.com/podcast. And if you know of a young entrepreneur that you think should be on the show, send me an email. I'd love to hear about them. And remember, the two most important steps you'll take is simply to start and take it to market.